Welcome to Wednesday's Hero. Today's hero is Gary Luttrell, Sergeant First Class U.S. Army, South Vietnam, 1970. Name of the story is Advisor in Command. Gary Luttrell was 9 years old when his uncle took him to Fort Campbell to watch the 101st Airborne Division make parachute jumps. He always remembered watching the men floating down and saying to himself, "Someday, I'll be doing that." In 1961, on his 17th birthday, he joined the Army. Once the recruiter guaranteed that he could go to jump school. After graduating from jump school, Luttrell was assigned to the 503rd Regiment, which was reorganized to the 173rd Airborne Brigade. This brigade was stationed in Okinawa. His next assignment was to the 82nd Airborne Division. He then attended Ranger School, where he did well enough to be made an instructor. During his 2 years there, the war stories he heard from returning Vietnam veterans whetted his appetite for combat. So in 1969, he volunteered to go to the war zone. He learned to speak Vietnamese at the Army Language Institute at Fort Bliss. Became an advisor of the 23rd South Vietnamese Ranger Battalion, whose dedication and bravery impressed him. In the early spring of 1970, Luttrell was one of four American advisors assisting the 23rd Battalion of the South Vietnamese Army as it looked for the North Vietnamese Army units that had been harassing U.S. Special Forces camps in the Kantung Province. On April 4th, after 473 South Vietnamese Rangers ran into a concentration of approximately 5,000 enemy troops. That's 473 versus 5,000. Well, they established a defensive perimeter on a hill against a ferocious mortar attack. The battalion commander and one of the American advisors were killed on the first day of fighting. Then two other advisors were wounded, leaving Sergeant Luttrell in command. Over the next 4 days, Luttrell exhorted the South Vietnamese troops not to give up, despite their heavy losses. Moving along the defensive perimeter, he distributed ammunition and tried to help the wounded. Repeatedly abandoning his position of relative safety, he continually called in air support and artillery fire on the advancing enemy. At times, he directed the American airstrikes to within few yards of his own position. On April 8th, 1970, Luttrell's commanding officer radioed him to attempt a retreat. Easier said than done. Luttrell moved out with what was left of his battalion. With helicopter gunships guarding his flanks and Air Force fighters clearing a corridor in front, and by fighting off constant enemy ambushes, he moved the men 5 miles to link up to friendlies of the South Vietnamese Rangers who had begun the battle. 41 walking wounded came out. 41 out of 473. But the enemy was virtually annihilated. 5,000 enemy dead. Luttrell was ordered home a few months later. At his going away party, his commanding officer told him that he had been recommended for the Medal of Honor. But nothing happened, and he soon forgot about it. 3.5 years later, he was serving with the 101st Division when he was informed he had received the medal. President Richard Nixon made the presentation at the White House on October 15, 1973. Command Sergeant Major Luttrell retired from the Army 10 years later. After retirement, Luttrell served for many years with the Veterans Administration. In recent years, he's been very active with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, serving as its president 2 consecutive terms. Wednesday's hero is Gary Luttrell, born October 26, 1944, in Henderson, Kentucky, and lives in Florida today. The name of the story is Advisor in Command.
Wow. We got to start tracking some of these guys down.
I know.
And get them on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
wouldn't that be great?
So 41 guys walk out at out of 473, and they killed 5,000 of the enemy.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The retreat is 5 miles through the jungle. So he is calling in. He's calling in where the helicopters to cover their rear, right? Mm-hmm. And then calling in the airstrikes for the Air Force to blaze a path through the jungle straight for 5 straight miles. 41 end up surviving out of that entire whatever battalion that they have. But again, it's funny how you take, you know, he said he went as a child. He's from Henderson County. So he went to the 101st Airborne. That's in Fort Campbell to watch him jump out. And that was it. He goes, that's what I want to do.
And some people, as a kid, some people are just wired differently. Most people would have been, I've got a station of safety.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd rather be in the war zone.
Yeah, I'm going.
No, I know.
I'm going.
And it's story after story like this, Wednesday after Wednesday.
Wednesday hero every 10, or, every 10 o'clock.
God bless them all.
Every Thursday, sorry.
Well, a jury has ruled against Bill Cosby in a civil suit brought upon a woman who says the comedian sexually assaulted her at a Playboy Mansion in 1975. She was only 16. The victim, Judy Hirth, graphically described what happened in the room next to the game room at the mansion. The now 64-year-old woman testified that she was trying to deflect, but he would not stop. The jury had to restart deliberations due to the foreman leaving and being an alternative foreman coming in. Awarded her $500,000 in damages.
Oh, she deserves more than that.
Yeah,
that
you think?
Kind of, seems kind of low. During the closing arguments, Cosby's attorney called the 50-year-old case.
Were we all stupid? Or because, look, when you think back at the Playboy Mansion and everything that was going on there, it's just creepy. But back then, it was like he was the most popular guy in California. He'd walked around in a robe with his drink and his cigarette, and all these stars used to show up. But it was all of these Playboy bunnies having sex with celebrities all day and all night.
What was the need to assault somebody at the Playboy Mansion?
And she was only 16. I've never once looked at a 16-year-old girl and thought, wow.
Well,
I mean, that's just creepy.
Well, again, that's Cosby. I mean, Cosby obviously was.
And Woody Allen.
Oh, my God. But do you know what I'm saying here? Why were we in the 70s and 80s? Remember, we made him into a hero, and now everyone's looking back and going, man, that was creepy.
Yeah.
This is weird and creepy.
You never know somebody's true self.
Yeah, but we were all sort of enamored by it. That's what
well,
I'm saying.
Of course. I mean, we grew up with Fat Albert and then...
No, not Chip Cosby. I'm talking about
the
Hugh
lifestyle.
Hefner.
Oh, Hugh Hefner?
I'm talking about Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion.
Single guys back in the day are like, how can I get into that place?
I'm sorry. You're right. You were talking about Cosby and I was going after Hugh Hefner. Cosby thing, no one saw coming. I'm sorry.
No,
you have to be in the inner circle of of Hollywood to know what was going on. And obviously he fooled everybody or he forced people not to say anything.
Well, the Playboy Mansion, you got to assume all that's going on, wouldn't you?
But what I'm saying is in the 70s and 80s, we held this up on a pedestal as this was all American. And here's this old dude. And he's got all these beautiful women, and they're obviously having sex with all of these celebrities, and you got to get an invite to the Playboy Mansion. And and he was legitimate. But now looking back on it decades later, we're like, that's just creepy.
Have you seen there's a documentary about that paints it up pretty brutal.
And
I haven't seen it yet.
But
I want to.
I mean, well, at the end, he was married to three women. At the same time, and they were all now they're turning on him saying, look, it was all creepy and weird, and we don't know why we did it.
I didn't know he was Mormon.
Wait a minute. So you're 20 years old and you're sleeping with a 74-year-old man, and you're just now discovering that it's creepy? Hi, Joy.
Oh, there's a debate going on TikTok, and this was never a debate for us when we were younger, but now that we're a little bit older. It kind of is. This is the TikTok question. Can you wear socks on the beach or not?
No!
No, that's dumb.
No, no!
Australian Artie Blythe shared footage of her American boyfriend wearing socks while at the beach. She said, my American boyfriend committed an Australian crime today.
Of course.
He should be immediately banned for 12 months.
Well, that's kind of harsh.
That's
a
little harsh for
wearing
socks.
That's really harsh. I mean,
socks on the beach is weird. What about socks and sandals? Because once you put it on that way.
No.
Once sand gets in there, dude.
It's kind of comfortable.
What is?
Socks and sandals.
Oh, no. I'm saying socks on the beach.
Yeah.
Please tell me you don't wear black socks with your sandals.
Who cares anymore?
They're bigger.
There is no right or wrong anymore.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. When it comes to clothing, look at you. I mean.
What do you mean, look at me?
Nothing.
These clothes have been in fashion for decades. I mean, decades after decades.
Yeah.
You discover it accidentally. I'll have socks on. The dogs need to go out, and there's flip-flops by the door.
Yes.
So I just slide into the flip-flops and go, wait a minute. These old guys are onto something.
This Waylon Jennings shirt is every bit in fashion as it was in 1979. As you can see on the back, this is from the 79 tour.
Thank you. Yeah, that's probably real.
So it is real.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah, but you draw the line on the sandals that you strap on Velcro-wise. You put those on.
Those are the prison sandals.
Now, again, I don't care. Do what you want. You know, like, there are no fashion rules anymore. Look at the way the kids are dressing. What the hell are you doing?
It's crazy.
They are
kids.
Dressing like it's 1985. Don't do that. We were there.
And while you're at it, turn down that damn rap music.
Yes.
Damn rap music.
Of course,
show.
In 85, rap music was good.
That was good. Yeah. It was happy. Everything was happier in the 80s. You throw on rock and roll, it was happy.
Yeah.
Throw on rap, it was happy. Top 40, it was happy. Throw on country. Well, okay, maybe that's not a good example, but most of the music was happy.
And then the 90s happened.
And in the 90s, it was grunge. I hurt myself today.
Hey, what's
I cut myself to find out if I can still feel pain. Who invited Trent Reznor to the party?
Trent Reznor was in the 90s, dude.
That's what we're talking about. The 90s happened. 90s ruined everything.
Yeah.
90s did ruin everything.
All the angst.
Right.
I don't know. That was some good damn music. Sorry, it was too good. It was good. Yes, let's put makeup on and tease our hair.
Right.
We'll sing about polar bears with axes in our hands.
Yes, now we're talking.
Wait a minute, no. And then somebody's going to put on a bunch of leather with a red ball stuck through our mouth, and we're going to sing.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking in my leather outfit.
A little queen for you.
Little trooper.
I'm sure this song was banned by some cities because he used the word hell in the song. All right.
CBD oil.
Yeah,
CBD
baby. Up oil, and smoke, CBD baby. Oil. CBD. Susan and I love our CBD, and we've been on it for about 5 years now, and we're never looking back. Do you know the benefits of CBD? Get on the Google machine, do your own research, don't listen to the idiot on the radio, but then run, don't walk, to your neighborhood Up and Smoke. They have been in the CBD game since day number one. That's right, they're the experts. They will guide you, they'll direct you on what CBD is the best CBD for your use. They'll even got different brands, even different delivery methods. Like we use the tincture. It's an eyedropper bottle. You shake it up, a couple of drops under your tongue before you go to bed, and that's it. But they even have CBD gummies. Several different delivery methods. Check them out online at Up the Letter N Smoke Online, or go to your neighborhood Up and Smoke.
Back after this. On News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Oh, yeah. This is perfect music.
Did you guys ever drive around town and you see the 13.1 sticker on somebody's car and think, man, that's a lot of hard work. And
yeah, good for
sure
you.
I'm impressed. Then you see the 26.2.
Way to go.
You weirdo. So, I mean, good for you.
So if you'd like to earn a sticker this weekend, you can.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Seriously? Yes. I've always wanted one of these stickers.
The number's a little different.
I just don't feel I could make a full race.
Ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, you could earn a 0.5 sticker.
Oh!
You actually can complete the 0.5 race, and this song will still be playing.
Right.
Yes. You can see, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the finish line from the starting line.
All right.
This is a race that your DMV workers could finish in under 5 hours.
All right. What's your hatred with DMV workers? But okay. Let's bring in Kim Holzclaw from Blessings in a Backpack. Blessings in a Backpack is the stopgap between schools and the government on kids that don't have food at home. regardless of the reason or whether there's parents or no parents. They don't have meals other than when they go to school. So the stopgap is blessings in a backpack, and thank God that we have them here in Louisville for sure and across the nation. But, Kim, let's do something fun while we feed children. This is the second. We started this right before. Dave and I were
It was a blast.
We were at the original .5K, and it was an absolute hoot and a blast. People got dressed up. It is about 250 yards.
Is there a water stop? Because there
should be. Oh, yes. There's better than that. Kim, describe what's on the race. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Great.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there will be donuts and coffee at the starting line just so you can get carb-loaded to make sure you can go the distance.
Yes, yes.
And then halfway through, we'll have a hydration station with snacks and Focus energy water to make sure you can make it that extra 0.15th of a mile.
Yeah.
Across the fence line.
And there are medical teams standing by,
yes.
Are there not?
Just in case.
And by the way, I want one of them aluminum foil blankets that they put on you right at the end of it, too. You know what I'm talking about?
100%. Yes, our medical tent may or may not be manned, so it could be a DIY thing.
Yes.
So if you get injured, you're on your own.
So bring my own aluminum foil blanket.
Look. I wore my .5K t-shirt, and people were like, it would take them a second. It would take them a second. And then they go, 0.5? Like, it wasn't a 5K, and I was like, yes. They're like, how do I get one?
How do I get that
shirt?
Well,
how do you get it? Well, Kim, how do we sign up to do this on Saturday morning?
Well, you can visit our local chapter website at louisville.blessingsinabackpack.org, and there will be a link on there to register.
They can register that morning too, right?
Yes, absolutely. But they will need to bring the exact cash amount. We won't have change.
And
to register as a regular runner, it's $35. And if you think running 546 yards is just a little too much, then you can register as a VIP and hitch a ride on our vintage VW bus across the finish line.
Now, Kim, it's not in the same place as it was last time.
No, it's not. It's just around the corner. It'll be run along Lynn Family Stadium at Adams Street between Campbell and Cable.
Wow. Okay, listen, I want to talk for a second. I want to get serious now and get back to the joke around. This race is great. I find it amazing. I like to challenge people. If you ever want to donate to a great cause, you can feed a child for an entire year through Blessings in a Backpack. For $125?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's close to $120, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
For an entire year.
That is an amazing story. The dinner was the last event that we went to, and it was an amazing night. And I don't know how many kids we fed for the year that night, but it's a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. We raised a little over $100,000 that night at our Pack the Sack Celebrity Chef event. So that definitely helped us feed more kids in Louisville. But unfortunately, we have so far to go. We're feeding a little over 6,200 kids, but almost 80,000 just in Louisville qualify for Blessings in a Backpack.
And along with the food, I can imagine that you need backpacks as well. And one of the things that I find absolutely fascinating is they found that these children, and children destroy anything, that these children, they protect these backpacks like nothing else.
Well, you had to stop giving out backpacks because kids would steal them.
No. They would come. You don't want to spread lice or any other bugs or something like that got on them. So they just hand out the food in like little Kroger bags or whatever as they leave the school. Exactly. So that's how it works.
Yes. Yeah. We found that the backpacks were being brought back with old food in there or bugs or whatever. Mm. So we kind of switched it up to just pack the food in the plastic grocery bags and then put it down into the child's regular backpack.
I remember a few years back, though, they were talking about how these children, they guarded these backpacks with their lives and they kept them damn near brand new.
There were some really nice ones back in the day and kids would take them. So.
Oh. Yeah. But no, you're right. They do. They treasure these backpacks. And, you know, I've heard stories if kids are going to be absent on Friday, they'll actually call the school and ask them to hold their backpack until Monday. They don't want to go home whenever the schools have long breaks. Teachers tell us that they see an uptick in bad behavior, and it's really just because they're having anxiety because they're going to be home for several days and may not have anything to eat. So that's where Blessings comes in, and we help fill that gap so that the kids can come back to school on Monday focused and ready to learn.
Now, what sort of vendors are going to be out there for the race on Saturday?
Okay. So Thornton's will be providing donuts at the starting line, and Quill's Coffee will also be providing coffee at the starting line. And then Focus Energy Water will have energy drinks at the hydration station at the halfway point. And then at the end, at the after party, family-friendly after party, we will have pizza by Craft House Pizza and beer.
I heard beer.
Yeah, beer. We'll see you. Dave and I will host this on Saturday morning, so we'll see you there, okay?
Can't wait. Thanks.
All right, see you. I love Kim.
Apparently,
she's
there's,
so sweet.
There's a mascot race that's going to happen before the actual 0.5K at 10:45. So.
Okay.
Oh, we need a Sasquatch now.
No doubt.
I got to tell you, man, it was so much fun. And Dave and I looked at each other, this is 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And we said, this is going to be huge. And then COVID hit, so they had to cancel all of it. People dress up at, you know, in all kinds of outfits. They have large groups of people. $35 is the sign-up fee. You do, and it's more of a party than it is obviously a race. It's a big joke, but you can get the T-shirt that says 0.5K, which is hilarious. Donuts and muffins and pizza and beer and everything else is going to be there, and you can handle even Dwight can go the even Fat Dwight in
yes,
the old days could have done
right.
500 yards.
There are some people. There's some kids and adults that want to win it, and they sprint the entire thing. So you have everything from people loafing around and walking to riding in the VW bus to.
Yeah.
To sprinting and trying to win.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't wait. It's going to be a ton of fun. So Blessings in a Backpack, 0.5K at the soccer stadium, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. We'll see you there.
Hey, I want to tell you about Tom Drexler. One, Tom Drexler, that's the number. Yeah, we all know the man. We know the number. He is an icon when it comes to Kentucky and Indiana. He is. Him and his staff, they're the hotline for the homeowner. They do it all. Not just plumbing, heating and air. They do electric. They do bathroom remodels. Go to Tom Drexler's website. You're going to be amazed with all of the services you get. Plus, every single service gets done to perfection. How does he do that? Tom Drexler looks for the best of the best in his technicians. And then and only then, after he hires them, he puts them through Tom Drexler University. That's a thing. It's to bring up all of his technicians to his standard of excellence. And that's what you get with every single service that you hire Tom Drexler and his crew for. You get excellence. You get perfection. Call the man whose name is his number. It's one Tom Drexler. Yeah. Coming up the top of the hour after news, lawmakers are pushing for something that I'm behind this 200%. It's about time. I'll tell you what it is after news. On News Radio 840 WHAS.
You were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.